Hello.
Hello.
It's the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Show calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show.
The Sunday Happy Station Show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. I'm Keith Parent. And today being the 24th of June, 2018, we are continuing with another program in our 90th anniversary specials that are leading up to the month of November, where we will have our anniversary extravaganza. Now, there are some of you right now who are wondering, well, wait a second, I only tuned in last week for the very first time, and you're running a program in your summer series called Tales of Dutch Formosa. Yes, we did do that last week. That, of course, was part one. But next week, don't worry, next week we will bring you part two, because today is, of course, a very special date. As you're probably aware, since the beginning of the year, on the last Sunday of every month, we've been doing an anniversary special. And today, of course, is no exception. So what do we have coming up for today's monthly anniversary special? Well, you'll have to stay tuned and find out. Now, the only thing I will say is you will find it interesting for sure. Now, we're going to begin today's program with a piece of music that was recorded by Radio Nederland. Now, Radio Nederland, of course, did have an extensive amount of recorded music that it would release overseas. But this is a recording that was made especially for Happy Station by Radio Nederland. Now, what is the Netherlands known for? Well, it's known for Gouda cheese, not good cheese. Well, it is good cheese. Yes, I suppose it is. Good cheese is Gouda cheese. Yes, Gouda cheese, tulips, all, of course, all the stereotypical things. Now, there is a very stereotypical thing that is very connected, of course, with the Dutch. And we know it isn't smoking a certain thing. It, in fact, actually is. It actually is. Barrel organs. Yes, barrel organs. The Netherlands, of course, is very well known for its barrel organs. So Radio Nederland, and of course Happy Station, recorded a number of different barrel organs through its actual history. Now, what we are going to listen to is a recording Made in 1974 by Radio Nederland. September 6th, 1974, when they brought their recording unit out into the streets in different parts of Holland to record various barrel organs. So we're going to begin with that on today's program. Now, what you are about to hear and how we are playing it is actually from the original master tape, meaning it hasn't been digitized yet. But we will be doing that very soon and make some of the recordings available, but we're playing it directly from the tape itself. So let's go back to 1974 and the streets of, let me see here, Utrecht, with a piece on the Dutch barrel organ. We'll be right back. A Dutch barrel organ recorded in the Netherlands in 1974 by Radio Nederland for the Happy Station. All right, we now go to a Happy Station open house show. These were very popular indeed, especially the live recordings of Happy Station. Not the studio ones, well, those were popular too, but the ones where they had an audience. This one was broadcast October the 26th, 1975.
Another opening, another show in Philly, Boston, or Baltimore. A chance for stage folks to say hello. Another opening of another show.
Another job
that you hope at last will make your future forget your past.
Another pain where the ulcers grow.
Another opening of another show.
One week, will it ever be right?
Then out of the hat, it's that big first night. The overture is about to start. You cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
Ever be right,
then out of the hat, it's that big first night. The overture is about to start. You cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
Yes, well, we've got that.
I loved you.
If I loved you time and again, I would try to say, all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go.
Afraid and shy,
I'd let my golden chances pass me by.
Soon you'd leave me, off you would go in the mist of day. Never, never.
Never to know.
Two beautiful voices together in If I Loved You, Letty de Jong and Jaco van Renes. You know, I almost said Letty de Jong and Kees Smal.
Well,
maybe
next
a lot
time.
Of, yeah, next time. Kees says, I've got to train my voice. Well, Kees is here too, of course. Letty, a lot of people won't understand this little mistake I almost made, but Kees Smal, ladies and gentlemen, is Letty's husband. I was allowed to tell them, wasn't I? Yeah, right.
Hi, Kees.
Hi. Letty, you said to me, Tom, I don't mind talking to you, but please, please, keep it short and not too complicated.
Yes.
Jaco, by the way, always said compliqué over flaqué, but that's a joke only Dutch people understand. Maybe I should explain it. No, I won't. I talk too much as it is. Look, Letty, Jaco and you actually have a lot of things in common, and especially over the past, you might say, 2 years or so, you've both experienced quite a development in your career. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about Jaco's career later on. You have been known, especially in professional circles here in Holland, to be the ever-present, eternal background voice, right?
Yeah, and I like it.
You still like it?
Yeah.
Although, next week, your second LP is going to hit the market.
Yeah.
Right? Why do you say yeah? You enjoyed making it, didn't you?
Yeah, it was wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were allowed to choose your own repertoire.
Well, we did it with Ruud Bos, the man who made the arrangements.
Yes.
And with Kees Rama, my producer.
Is he here?
Yeah, I saw him.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't see him, but if you say he's here, he's here. Hello, Kees, wherever you are. And
my husband, Kees.
Yeah, two cases.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... two cases of what?
Box.
Two cases of beer? No. Your second LP is going to hit the market. Your first LP was a great success. The second one undoubtedly is going to be even a bigger success.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. But the funny thing is that a lot of people say, or think without saying it, well, now that she's gone solo, we suppose that she'll only want to do that, and she's getting to be a star, and she won't do the background voices anymore. What's your philosophy?
Well, I don't want to become a star.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to stay background, it's perfect for me.
Uh-huh. You and, want to go on...
Sometimes a record is nice,
But you're not one of these people who, once they tasted the flavor of stardom and solodom, want to go on doing only that?
No.
You enjoy working with other people and blending voices, don't you?
Yeah.
And this is also the way you started. But people, our audience at home knows about this because we've talked about it before when you were on the show. People here in the audience, in the studio, are supposed to, must know it because, I mean, you're so well known in Holland. Now, there's one thing that a lot of people here, although they are Dutch, might not know. And that is that Letty de Jong, ladies and gentlemen, or I should say a number which... is sung on Letty de Jong's first album, first LP, is a hit in France. Did you know that? How many people knew this, apart from Kate? Well, you see, very few people knew this, and I'll tell you a secret, Letty.
Yeah.
I had a little plan. I wanted to be able to present to you today, right now, during this live show, the first copy of the single, which is going to be released in France. And I kept it a secret for everyone. I'm not going to do it because it isn't there yet. But I thought it was a nice idea.
Wonderful.
I had quite a large number of telephone conversations with Paris this last week, and unfortunately it wasn't possible to get the record here. It will take approximately another month before it will be there. But they told me that they expect 15,000 copies to be sold the very first day it's out. So how about that for a Dutch singer in France?
Oh.
And this, of course, is for the benefit of all our listeners in France. Si vous voulez acheter ce disque par Letty de Jong, ça va être dans les magasins, je ne sais pas quand, mais dans un mois, quelque chose comme ça. Goed, yes, okay, fine, schön. You know, that's the beauty. Some people say to you, don't they, why does she always say, sing, ooh, ah, etc.? Why doesn't she ever sing lyrics? There are people who say this.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do a lyric now, okay?
Yes, you're going to do a lyric now, but I just wanted to say this one thing. This is the beauty of singing, ooh, ooh, ah, ah, because if you had sung this song, poem, in Dutch, maybe it wouldn't have been a hit in France.
No. The taste is, it's another taste.
Right. And they're using it, well, we won't talk about this anymore. We'll talk about what you're going to do next. Do you know what you're going to do?
I think that, yeah.
Well, Letty knows, we know, and the summer knows.
Her clothes, the summer smooths the restless sky, and lovingly she warms the sand on which you lie. The summer knows, the summer's wise, she sees the doubts within your eyes, and so she takes the summertime, tells the moon to wait and the sun to linger, twist the world round her summer finger, let you see the wonder of it all. And if you've learned your lesson well, there's a little more for her to tell. One last caress, it's time to dress for fall.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Here I stand, looking back, adding up, losing track. Long ago, not so long, where is time? Where are things? Where am I? What happened to that time so full of happy days? Where have they gone? Now they are gone. What to do? Here I'll find myself a brand new life. Now I'll build myself a brand new world. Though I may miss some things of days gone by, I'm going to make it if I try. Now's the time for me to start anew. Here I take this solemn vow. All that I long for, all that I prayed for, I'll create here and now. Summer skies far above, children's games, teenage love, yesterday, years ago. Is it true? Is it real? Is this me? Why can't that time go on when days would never end? Will it come back? Is it lost? What to do? Here, here, here I'll find myself a brand new life. Now, now I'll build myself a brand new world. Though I may miss some things of years gone by, I'm going to make it if I try. Now, now, now's the time for me to start anew. And here I take this solemn vow, that all that I long for, all that I pray for, I'll create here and now.
Here and now. I've lost the nerves for that song. Thank you very much, Case, and thank you very much, boys, for playing it the way I asked you this morning. You know, it's... No, I won't go into that. I just want to say thank you very much, Case Small, for writing this composition, because it's his music, ladies and gentlemen. You've met Jaco van Renesse, you've seen him, you've heard him sing, you haven't heard him talk. Come on, sit down and talk. You know, a lot of singers and instrumentalists say, don't let me talk, let me sing.
Yes.
But you like to talk.
No.
And I've got to be careful, because otherwise you'll take... Would you like to take over?
No, thank you.
Well, take over. Okay, Jaco, I said, when talking to Letty... Look at me, don't look at them. I said when talking to Letty that you've got a lot in common, and especially in the development of your career.
You mean the background singing?
No, not the background singing, but your career has been developing in a rather unexpected direction, too.
Yes.
Now, is the story true, which I heard for years and years, that you only started singing because you were sick?
Because I was sick?
Yes, people told me Jaco van Renesse, in fact, started singing because he had problems with his air ducts, not to say with
his... Do you mean my voice sounds like I'm
no.
sick?
Why don't you listen to what I'm saying? No, actually, the story about you is, but then again, when you're famous, there are a lot of stories about you, that you started singing when you were small because you had asthma.
No, and then... that's not... I think it helped, you know, getting it out of the system.
What, the asthma helped?
Yes.
I mean, the singing. Oh, I
of
see,
course.
Yeah.
Please do understand me.
You started singing a few years ago, and in these few years that you've been singing now, you have gone through almost all stages that a singer can possibly be on. You've started out as what we call a cabaret artist.
Intimate review, yes.
Review, intimate review. Then you went on doing musicals.
Yes.
Why am I saying all this? Go ahead and tell us.
Well, you're telling. Well, I started off as a matter of fact, as a ballet dancer.
And then a belly dancer?
A ballet
dancer. Oh, I see, ballet. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I won't show the ballet.
Go on,
so
please.
So that was the ballet.
Yes.
And afterwards came the... I found out that I wanted to use my voice. Mm-hmm. So I...
Well, you can sing and dance at the same time. Go on.
That's what...
Excuse me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so...
So then I went to the Academy of Dramatic Arts, mm-hmm. and after 4 months, they sort of sent me off.
Uh-huh.
And on the first page of my scrapbook still says the notice, it's the big question whether this young man has any talent in
at
acting
all.
At all. Right. So after that, it all started. Yeah. The 1st of March 1958 was the first premiere, which mm-hmm. was in a comedy with our famous actress Andrea Domberg.
Mm-hmm.
And then came, that was, I think, one of the most important periods in my career.
So that was actually straight acting then?
Yes, right.
That was not singing or dancing, that was acting. No,
right.
But acting,
yes.
All the same.
And then came the cabaret, the intimate review, mm-hmm. with our famous Wim Kahn. And I call them my stage father and mother, because that's really where I learned the profession.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, projecting on stage, talking,
yeah.
singing, moving at
yeah.
all. Then, of course, the ballet training was very important.
Helpful,
right. By that time, I met a young girl called Jenny Arjan, and we formed a team for several years. We made very many television musicals, which
yeah.
was very nice. But mm-hmm. then we found out that everybody sort of connected us all the time.
You
even,
couldn't do
oh my
one
goodness.
Couldn't do anything without the other.
Right.
In other words, yeah.
I mean, even the cleaning lady of Corrie Vonk cried her eyes out the day Jenny was married to you. I promise. It was
oh,
terrible.
Well.
Well, after that came straight plays,
yeah.
musicals, which...
But the surprising thing is that now, all of a sudden, Jaco van Renesse is not only known in Holland as one of the finest operetta singers we have,
oh.
but also in Vienna, right?
No.
What do you mean, no?
That's somebody
you
else.
You dare to tell me to my face I'm wrong? No.
Yes, you are.
No,
it
they
was
have,
Munich.
They have asked you to come to...
Right. Oh, I see
oh,
what you mean.
Oh, you see?
Yeah.
see? Right. They
no,
have asked
right
you to come
right.
to Vienna.
Yes.
And you decided very patriotically...
To stay here.
To
yes.
stay here, which
yeah.
I think is marvelous.
Because I got this contract with this Hofstadt Operetta Company.
Yeah.
And I got a marvelous part last season. And it's very nice because operetta is called very old-fashioned and all. And I myself had that opinion. I always thought some sort of stupid ladies in crowns and
yeah.
gowns and static.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now I found out that it's...
A lot of fun.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. And it's real theatre.
Yeah.
Because everything is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Singing, dancing, acting.
Yeah.
So I signed a contract for 3 seasons.
Great.
So this season is kind of not too... rough
mm-hmm.
for me, but next season.
Right now you are doing?
Bettelstudent, the beggar's
student.
Student
print?
No.
Bettelstudent, oh, sorry.
That's I beg an American operator.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
And next season is going to be the Adam, the lead in the Vogelhändler.
Aha. Uh-huh.
The bird seller.
Yeah.
Right.
But now it's going to be something entirely different.
You mean the thing I'm going to
right.
sing now?
Right, yes.
Yes,
because, ladies and gentlemen, Jaco is going to prove that apart from all the things he's mentioned so far, intimate review, straight acting, musicals, and operetta, he also masters the very pathetic South American kind of song. It's called Yo Soy Aquel, which means I'm that one. And did you know this song had been sung by a very famous lady, Jaco?
A lady?
Yes, she. It was Raquel Welch, and she sang Yo Soy Raquel. But anyway, Jaco van Renesse is now going to sing it with our orchestra. Yo Soy Aquel.
Yo soy aquel que cada noche te persigue. Yo soy aquel que por quererte ya no vive. El que te espera, el que te sueña, el que quisiera ser dueño de tu amor, de tu amor. Soy aquel que por tenerte da la vida. Yo soy aquel que estando lejos no te olvida el que te espera, el que te sueña, aquel que reza cada noche por tu amor. Y estoy aquí, aquí para adorarte. Y estoy aquí, aquí para quererte. Y estoy aquí, aquí para decirte tenerte da la vida. Yo soy aquel que estando lejos no te olvida, el que te espera, el que te sueña, aquel que reza cada noche por tu amor. Y estoy aquí, aquí para adorarte. Y estoy aquí, aquí para quererte. Y estoy aquí, aquí para decirte.
Yo soy aquel, well, well. Yo sé que hay en este público por lo menos un señor que habla español. ¿Dónde está, Alfonso? ¿Hay más gente aquí en el estudio que habla español? Sí, lo sé, que Gerdita arriba en el control también habla español. No hay más que señor Alfonso Villa, pero por lo menos para nuestros amigos oyentes de nuestra transmisión de hoy, han oído también una canción en español. Y claro que tenemos también nuestro programa La Estación de la Alegría cada domingo, que es su programa dominical para toda la familia. Hemos pensado que por lo menos en este programa, aunque sea en inglés, tenemos que transmitir una canción cantada en castellano. Y este artista que han oído ahora es un señor holandés que se llama Jaco van Renesse, que ha pensado que cuando Rafael puede cantar esta canción, él también puede hacerlo. Y muy bien, de verdad. I must say that there's a friend of mine in the audience here, Nico Hiltrop, ladies and gentlemen, a well-known television director in Holland, and I know that he has a great admiration for Rafael. Actually, about a year ago, I think it was, he produced and directed a show on Dutch television, and he invited Rafael to Holland. And a lot of people said, well, why does he ask Rafael to Holland? Because this man isn't really that well known. And the explanation for it was quite simple, because Nico said, well, I like him and I like his performance, so he's going to be on my show. And how right you are. I'd like to tell all our listeners at home that I've counted 15 children in front of me who are sitting on the floor. They have to, because we don't have enough, more or less the same thing, except that there's a difference between if and when. And this, of course, should be translated when one is loving, or when one loves another. It was written by that famous man of whom we've heard a melody so far already in today's program, Michel Legrand, and the lyrics by Eddie Marnet. Shall we try it, Letty?
Yes.
Okay, well, you'll always be all right, and I'll do my best. On peut marcher
sous la pluie,
prendre le thé
à minuit,
passer l'été quand on s'aime.
On peut se croire à New York, 5 heures le soir, 5 o'clock, ou dans un square de Bangkok.
Quand on s'aime,
on peut marcher sous la pluie, dans ces retours de la terre, se balancer dans les airs.
On peut tout faire quand on s'aime, quand on s'aime.
Écoute, écoute, le temps, moi, moi je le trouve hésitant, puisqu'il varie tout le temps entre beau fixe et printemps.
On peut voler de soleil en soleil, nuit de jour quand on s'aime. Oui, quand on s'aime,
on peut marcher.
On peut marcher sous la pluie.
Prendre le thé.
Prendre le thé à minuit.
Passer l'été.
Passer l'été à mi-Paris.
Quand on s'aime.
On peut se croire.
On peut se croire à New York.
À New York, 5 heures du soir.
5 heures du soir.
5 o'clock. Ou dans un square.
Ou dans un square de
Bangkok. De Bangkok.
Quand on s'aime.
On peut se voir
5 heures du soir à minuit.
Passer l'été
dans un square à Paris. Quand on s'aime, se balancer.
On peut marcher sur la terre,
dans les airs, retour,
danser autour
de la mer. Prendre l'été,
prendre l'été pour l'hiver.
Pour l'hiver quand on s'aime. Puisqu'il varie tout le temps entre beau fixe et printemps. Ah,
on peut voler de soleil en soleil, nuit et jour quand on s'aime.
Puisqu'il varie,
il varie
tout le temps
entre
beau fixe
entre beau
et printemps.
On peut voler de soleil en soleil, nuit et jour quand on s'aime.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you that the solos you heard were by Klaus Witt and Peter Niewerf. It's the Sunday Samba for today.
Thank you.
The solos in this Samba del Domingo, a K-small composition, were... They say in our profession that we are very nasty to each other and that everybody's always very jealous. And although we're always smiles, they say even the daggers they kill themselves, they kill the others with, are wrapped in smiles. This is true to an extent, especially when you listen to the following song, which Jaco and I would like to do together. It's from a very fantastic musical called Mame, and it was rewritten for two gentlemen who apparently are bosom buddies.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, brothers, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth, it's simply that who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth.
Though now and again I'm aware that my candid opinion may sting,
though often my frank observation might scald. Look, I've been meaning to tell you for years, Jaco, you should go and see my barber.
If I went to see your barber, I'd be bald. But, buddy...
We'll always be dear companions,
my crony,
my mate.
We'll always be harmonizing.
Orphan Annie and Sandy,
like Amos and Andy.
If I say that your sense of style is as far off as your youth, it's simply that who else but a bosom buddy will tell you the whole stinking truth.
Each time that a critic has written, your voice is the voice of a frog, straight to your side to defend you, I rush. You know that I'm there every time that the world makes an unkind remark, Jaco, when they say Varnesse is the world's greatest lush.
It hurts me. And if I say your fangs are showing Tom Pool in your claws, it's simply that who else but a bosom buddy will notice the obvious flaws.
I feel it's my duty to tell you, Jaco, it's time to adjust to your age. You try to be Hamlet, while really you're Macbeth. Now, exactly how old are you? The truth?
How old do you think?
Ooh, I'd say somewhere in between 30 and death.
But, buddy,
I'll always be good old Rogers if you'll be Hammerstein. And though I'll admit I've dished you, I've gossiped and gloated, but ooh, I'm so devoted.
Yeah, and if I say that sex and guts turned you into a star, it's simply that who else but a bosom buddy will tell you how rotten you are.
Just turn to your bosom buddy for aid and affection, for help and direction, for loyalty, love, and pursuit. Remember that who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and laugh, will give you the devil, will sit down and tell you the truth.
Bosom buddies. Our audience at home, and maybe even some people in the audience here, may have thought, now wait a minute, that sounds familiar. Well, indeed, yes it does, because about 3 or 4 years ago there was another friend of ours here with whom we did this duet, and it's always great for a giggle or two. Now, I had planned to talk with some more people in the audience. I see that the clock doesn't permit me to do this. However, I would like to talk to one specific listener. who at this moment is listening to us in hospital. And that is Mr. De Boer's son. The father is in the studio here. And I just before we went on the air received a letter telling me that indeed Martin De Boer smuggled a shortwave radio into his hospital room. So at least he can hear the fun we're having here. I know for sure he would have been here hadn't he been in hospital. Let's all hope that everything will be A-OK very soon and that he'll be out of that hospital very, very quickly and be his old shining self again. And we all here in the studio wish you, Martin De Boer, all the best and snelle beterschap. Let's see. I think it's a good idea, Letty and Jaco, if we would cross swords once again over our last number. You may have noticed, ladies and gentlemen, that all three of us sang a duet with one of the other two, with both of the other two, and we started off with a trio. We're going to finish the same way. Well, I hope we don't finish, but the program is more or less going to finish the same way. I'd like to say to all you here in the studio right now that we think that you have been a marvelous audience. You've been so good to us, and we thank you for it. And, of course...
We love you, dear hearts and gentle people, here in the studio. And all your dear hearts and gentle people at home who listen to our show. We hope that when we are here on Sunday, we make your gray skies blue. And if we're lucky, you'll be here someday to meet the Happy Station crew.
I feel so welcome each time we're on the air, that the smile I'm wearing spreads from lobe to lobe.
We love you, dear hearts and gentle people in all the corners of the globe.
The smile I'm wearing spreads from lobe to lobe.
We love you, dear hearts and gentle people in all the corners of, in all the corners of, in all the corners of the globe.
Yes, we love you, dear hearts and gentle people in all the corners of the globe. I've got to hurry up here. I hope you enjoyed yourself in the studio, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we enjoyed ourselves being here for you. I'd like to thank everybody who cooperated and participated, especially Letty de Jong, Jacob Varenes, and the K-Smile Orchestra. And now on behalf of all of us here in Studio 11 in Hilversum, Holland, this is Tom Meyer wishing you all the best, have a happy wake, and God bless.
A live open house edition of Happy Station from October 26, 1975. Well, we've come to the end of the program. We ran a little bit longer than usual, so I have to bid you farewell. So long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.